everyone. So we'll start with the seven-minute prayer on the back of the first day sheet. And then I guess we'll do the short mandala offering. We won't do it the same as the retreat. And then the 21 Tara praises on the green sheets. And then we'll come back to the front of the base sheet and do the 7-point mind training verses. Okay, so seven-minute prayer. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Tuer Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratnamandalakam Niryatayami. So we go to the green pages. And we'll chant the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode as a Potala, or Tara born from the green letter Tam, the crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, sister heroic. I fight lightning instantaneous, sprung from melting semblance of the Lord of your roots, turban lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with art rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, calm, austerity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, second shrine without limit, and on all my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with the Tare, whom desire, direction, and space, trembling with their feet to seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka'ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Skandarbhityakshas. Homage, with their Tra'emte sound, destroying false magic diagrams, every pressing left at right, blazing in the raging fireplace. Story very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who would say her of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jumuja. Light remasses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. And so laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all his guardians assembled. Shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments so shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out my shite eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon tending fire abiding. Christ has left no choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Breezes home and knowledge mantra, orange one of the ten left. Mystery with seed letter of the shape of syllable. Back at something shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and India. Homage holding in her hand the hair mac moon of Devalek form. With my spoken Tara in pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are us to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With my Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. blissful liberating power by the 7 3 natures, to the superior yakshas and the supreme truth. So if you'll take either the silver prayer book or the pamphlet that are found in the bins on the table right there, and if you have the silver book, turn to page 22, and if you have the booklet, turn to page 7. Page 22 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the Putrid Pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light-scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom, and the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls the profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. And I believe we're going to do the five-line prayer to Lama Kappa. It's on page 26 in the silver book, and it's on the bottom of page 13 in the booklet. So let's do 21 of these, and we'll just do, the first one and the last one out loud. Me met the page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, see the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for me even an instant from the excellent path paced by the victorious one.
Sanjay,
Sanjay,
maybe begin with some meditations. Oh, okay. And we begin with nine rounds. Begin meditation. Oh. I'm assuming everyone knows nine rounds. Nine rounds. Begin meditation. Oh, like this. Slow, long inhale. Right hand, inhale. Now three. Inhale, exhale, three times. So second one, this forceful method, how to, I say, hyper mind, how to forceful method, how to handle, how to take care of hyper mind. So this one, what we do. We do 10 times, okay? 10 times. Exhale. Each time when you inhale, then count one, okay? One. First exhale, inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count one. We'll do this 10 times. And the last one, we all hold our breath, okay? And visualize. That goes down. Everything has energy. Everything has energy. You know, everything has energy. So just go. Just imagine. Imagine it's going down, like round, white, going down. Slowly, slowly. So when you feel it reach forefinger below navel. And holds there, and simultaneously close the lower jaw, the energy that comes up is yellow. Okay? So then sit like this. So during this process, we are not breathing. So just hold in. That's where your attention should be. two energy. One above is white, below is yellow. Below is coming from the below. The white one is coming from up from the from upper side. Okay. First, exhale. One. Two, right, then ten, last inhale, last breath, last time you inhale, that's number ten, then don't breathe. Hold your breath, just visualize, it goes down, just imagine, going down. Four finger below, navels. Immediately close, simultaneously close, lower jaw, energy that comes up, rise up, yellow, sit like this, then there where your focus should be, If you are seeing any like form of like white or yellow, just whatever you see, just grab there, just keep your attention there. Then you hold your breath as long as you can. Then exhale from mouth and nose, like that. Okay. Yeah. Now you can do many numbers. You can do many numbers, not just 10. You can do, and then there are different numbers you can do. So now the last one, okay? Let's go. This like, it's called like instructions how to mixing your mind with space. Okay, mind, because mind doesn't have color and shape, so we have to make. We have to come up with color or shape, okay? Mm-hmm. In the text, it says, you visualize shape like egg. So there's many different sizes of egg, Ostrich egg. So, not like that, so I'm saying, anyway, so shape like egg. So the egg, size doesn't matter, the size didn't mention, only the shapes have been mentioned, like egg shape. Towards, not below, not up, towards your navels. Towards your navels, okay? The first one is below, fourth finger below. This one is this navel here. Towards means navel. Does you understand? Yeah, like this. same, exhale, inhale, doesn't mention the number, so you don't have to exhale, inhale, you can just visualize here, So now at the end, you have to say word, pe. So power of the syllables shoots up. That egg shape like egg. That's your mind. So mind, we have to make the color or shape, because otherwise there's mind's no shape. So then you can just visualize, you know, the shiva egg that towards your navel. So then you say pe, okay, quite loud, not like pe, quite loud. Then the power of the syllables, you know, shoots up that egg like from here, deep into the sky. Then you just one become one with that space. Actually, there's no like sky without clouds. So no, sometimes when there's beautiful weather, very clear skies. So when you lay down the park, you look up. What do you see? You just see no space. That's all you see. There's nothing. Just space. No, there's no color, no shape. You just see crystal clear. And that's the nature of mind. Okay, that's the nature of mind. Believe it or not, that's the nature of mind. So seeing something, but there's no seeing any color, any shape. It's just, you know, just vast and deep, clear, something like that. So that's, then, you know, you pause on that, okay? Ready? Yeah. So the pay needs to be loud, you know. So here, I think, you know, it's okay, you know. Maybe the bus or train, if you say that, then probably something. Here we are practicing, it's okay. This meditation already been taught, you know, thousands of years ago, so I'm just here repeating, you know, instructions, okay? this may help, I'm not sure, but, you know, this is like also another forceful method, you know. When you are walking, you know, working for concentration, to develop your concentrations, there are two obstacles. The mind gets too hyper, then that becomes distraction, you know. Then, you know, if the mind becomes too, I say, sluggish, thinking, you know, then all of a sudden, in the beginning, it will be kind of fresh. Then after 5 minutes, you know, then it will come up again. Couple of seconds, then come up again. Then slowly. Then, you know, monks, we are very good in the monastery, you know, so we sit long time. So monks learn very well how to take the best nap. When you look at them, it looks like they are meditating. Actually, they are having great time. So they are removed because the line is like, each line, there's probably 100 monks. If you just, like God, they just, then you flip, you know. If you go like this, and then you go like that, there's no big mattress. So then, you know, like years after years, then you get kind of tired, you know. So they learn. They don't move at all, they just look like. At the beginning, you know, so then you go like this, and you go like. Then the discipliners, you know, disciplines constantly walking around the lines and making sure that somebody's not talking, sleeping. So then if you go like this, then discipline will come very gently. Like this, very gently, you know. So I heard in Tibet that, you know, young monks, they used to put butter on their ears. Because they serve butter tea. So the butter tea, if you leave there like a couple of minute, all the butter get on the surface. So that's how they, you know, they use a piece of bread and that they used. They just put it, you know, in Tibet, you know, there's no light. Big monastery, in some part you can hardly see, you know, so it's kind of dark. A discipline, they walk with the lamp, walk with the light. They see the young monk, they put, you know, the rabbit, they put the butter there. So the discipline, they could not catch. Just sleep. Anyway, so sometimes you could get quite deep sleep, then you snore. Then it makes you wake up. Nobody's over here. So anyway, so that's, you know, this is called forceful method. How to get the thinking mind. Okay, thinking mind. Before that, what do you do? You know, so you just imagine, you know, sunlight, moonlight, you know, so then, you know, you just get up, you put some water on your face. Sometimes that doesn't help, you know, so then still you go like that, you're kind of really sleepy, you know. So then just use this, you know, forceful method. So I'm hoping it may help, you know, like some form of depression, you know, if you have like just That means like, it's kind of like lifting up your mind all the way into space and just thinking, you know, this mind is vast, clear, in this like sky, like space, okay? So the meditation we just did the last one, so may help get rid of some stress. I'm not sure. I can't say 100%, but you know, so we have to, somebody has to do experiments, so maybe may help. You know? So this one at the end, so maybe we'll visualize, you know, the egg, the shape like egg, okay, here towards your navel. So then think that is your mind, okay? If you get some kind of, you know, image, you know, there, so then, pay! Then you just think, it shoots up, deep in the sky. Now what you're thinking, you are just thinking clear sky, okay? Ready? Oh, yeah. Probably not doing just one time. I don't think that's enough. You know, so need to do. If you feel like, you know, this has been, you know, taught a long time ago, so doesn't require any prayer to say. You just sit, you know, just do meditation. You can share with your friends, you know. So don't need to say any prayer. You just sit, do this meditation. So it will help. Because. And I said many times, you know, in Buddhism there are many, many, many complicated meditations that you can do. Many, many complicated meditations. So there's a reason I'm, you know, explaining those, you know, the meditations, you know. So here people get very, very, very busy. So everybody's looking something like something, some kind of instant solutions for suffering, you know. So this is kind of instant. Instant meditations, you know, that is what I said, prayer to say. So, mind is kind of tricky, you know, so, you say, if instructions say, okay, now you should visualize, if the instructions say, now you should imagine shape like egg, then mind is thinking of something square. Square? If you say, think of a square, then it'll think of a round. You know? Say, so, yellow, then thinking of a red, you know, so this, is the best, how you say, patience, patience, needs patience, okay? Anything that you can see, just grab there. So then the word is kind of like, that sounds like kind of joke. Word pay, I mean, that's necessary, you know. So the word pay, you know, needs to be said loudly, pay, strong, okay? That the power of that word kind of shoots up. It's all done in mind, so you'd like, I heard today, so they're doing some kind of experiment about, they're called like mental game. So they're doing some kind of experiment, you know, so, there's a group of people there, they're shooting the basketball into the hole. The group of people, they are not shooting, they're just visualizing, shooting the ball into the, what do you call this? Hoop. So, this then there's another group of people doing nothing, you know, not visualizing, not shooting the basketball, just sitting there. So they did some kind of experiment, you know. The one group is constantly putting the basket into the hoop, another is just visualizing. Turns out, the group that who is like visualizing has throwing the ball into the hoop, so they did better job. Yeah, so when you hand the basketball, of course, people who are doing nothing, probably, unless they are not able to put in the basket. But people who are trying, physically trying, and then you give the ball to those people who are visualizing, so they shoot better. So this all, you know, that other group is all done in mind, and then as a more likely they make less mistake than the person who is actually physically shooting the ball. They make more mistake. Of course, other group of them will probably make tons of mistakes. You know, so it's kind of interesting. That's, you know, it has been done. It's not in the Buddhism. You know, it's been done in the so this deck or mental game. So then also I heard, you know, many years ago in Switzerland. You know, in Switzerland. So one of my friend, his her friend is very famous MD, medical doctors. All his patients very rich people, Swiss people. So he's in a private clinic. So I'm not sure where he learned. So he learned somewhere from Asian country that he's writing books. You know, that all of his patients, he's writing books about how to heal disease. And he's basically telling that people should, you know, drink their own pee. So, you know, but he's very rich, you know, he just published by himself, and all his patients, they are also very rich. Anyway, then I visited him, so then he, you know, asked me to put my hand like this, and he's asking me, kind of like, okay, think something very, very good. So then he's kind of pulling my hand down, and he's not able to pull down. Then he say, oh, think something negative. Then he just pulled my hand like that. It feels like that, I'm not sure. So something happened, I'm not sure. So I'm kind of, you know, surprised. Today I heard again, they are doing the same thing. So now the point is, you know, like, the things that you can do, you know, with the mind is like, is kind of amazing, you know, it's kind of amazing. Okay, that's my point, is, you know, things that you can do from your mind is kind of amazing. So please, I think time to time, also I do this meditation, you know, time to time. Don't think, okay, I already know this meditation. Just knowing something and doing something is two different things, you know. So to gain some kind of experience, we need to do. So I hope this meditation will help. Okay? So say then I think we had wonderful Lamrim reading retreat last weekend. So if you are you know, first time here in the class, you know, so we have been studying these books. This is called Lamrim. Now this has a 700 page. So Lam, the name of the book is called Lamrim. Lam is the path. Path in Sanskrit is called Yana. Rim is the stages of path. So so I've been reading this. So and I always tell people in the class, you know, so this, we already got almost now, we are in the 60 page, number 62. So for any one of you, if you get, you know, bored, so first I'm hearing, free to leave, you know, that this is class, so I don't mind at all, so, you know, if you are bored, so you can leave, that's okay. Oh yeah, so okay. From where we stop? So in this case, so sessions, I think here sessions refers to meditation, Lamrim meditations, okay, Lamrim meditations. So now between sessions, so okay, one thing I forgot. So meditation that I said, you know, somehow, you know, so we were talking to a number of people, you know, about meditations. And many people also, I myself also experienced, you know, one occasion in Switzerland going to the Zen center. Anyway, according to Lamrim, you know, so meditations, you know, we need to think. No, you can't just sit, think nothing. That's impossible. So, our goal is, you know, the same goal. The goal is like, okay, well, I'm having problems. There are so many kind of different kind of thoughts that arise in my mind, and it makes me kind of sick. You know, so I want to really clear out. You know, clear my mind. You know, you can't just. The way to clear out, you know, the mind, according to the Lamrim teachings, then you need to think something very precisely, rather than think nothing. You know, first of all, it's impossible how you can think nothing. It's not easy. But it can be done, you know, thinking something really deep. In this case, you know, just what you're thinking, you are just thinking, you know, like sky. That's all you're thinking. You're thinking nothing, you know. Thinking nothing, you are thinking nothing besides sky. You know, that's how the meditation is done. You have to think something. Otherwise, you know, that's the one way to get rid of other thought. That's why you focus. That's why you count your breath in and out. You focus. That's how you count. You don't count in your finger. You don't count in. You don't use counter. You just count in your mind. Exhale, inhale one. Exhale, inhale two. You're trying to be mindful. So that's how to get rid of other thought, you know. You have to think something very precisely, okay? Just want to add that. So here now, in the between sessions, in this case, you know, what you do, so you kind of like review what you did during the session. You know, just trying to review by reading or listening. You know, now, because of the modern technology, you can listen, you know, you can read. The reading is already there. You know, so now, listening, you know, before, that's, you know, it's impossible. You have to listen the person face to face. Otherwise, there's no other way to listen. So now it's not like that. You know, you can listen without seeing the persons. You can listen all kind of things. So you can listen, or that you can listen Lamrim teaching. So that's, you know, in the disc, in the, between sessions, you know, here you read Lamrim, you listen, or maybe you think about Lamrim. So that's what you do in this between session. Okay. Generally speaking, people, you know, do prostration. People go around the, you know, holy site, and people, you know, recite mantras, you know, all kind of things. That's what they do in the between session. Okay. Oh yeah. 听见我那边的听，大约差不多将军命令的体现，把点把人都当了，戒心都轻易说。听说是天天被劝到道的样样的全部消失。Because this is like ongoing meditations, you know, so maintaining the, how you say, mindfulness about what you meditate on. So otherwise, you know, so this kind of progress could lose easily. Or that's why during the session, of course, in the between session, you are still, you know, thinking about them, okay? In this way, when you talk, go to money, so you can get the budget, go to money, so. This is all about, as a, in this way, when you talk, go to money, so you can get the budget, go to money, so. Tamje, the shit, and can't land the sundum, la, can't she be going to bed, the minimum, la, lo, the one, the domje, the so, so, but sunda, sundu, the mini, 地方也多说，现在新年的劳动跟咱们的劳动节日，就是这边，凑起来老百姓的，我们过端午，so then other things what you do, 我们过端午 means no, 我们 is like faculty organs, or in this case, as I mentioned last Wednesday night class, you know, when you think about the three monkeys, the Mahatma Gandhi made three monkeys, monkey the clothes, monkey. Closing eyes, monkey closing ear, monkey closing mouth. That's exactly, you know, so that's like, that's what it means, you know, like during the between the sessions, you know, so you watch they're saying when you are in the public place, you watch your mouth. When you by yourself, watch your mind. That's what it means. So only God them is like that. So make sure that, you know, yeah, it's all about, as I mentioned many times, it all comes out thinking good, thinking something good, you know. Why you think good? If you think good, you feel good. Thinking good thought, this is mental happiness. So make sure that you don't, you know, say something negative. Make sure you don't think something negative. And you don't make sure that you don't do something negative. So that's all come down. Only go to ba. Sheshin to ja, chopa, sheshin to chopa. Sage 30, but then eating food, limited amount of food. Sage 30, same as food. Chö means, you know, measurement. Re means that you need to eat, you know, like say, so now eventually people here now talking about all kind of nutritious program, all kind of program, you know. So that's 2,500 years ago, people are already talking about, you know, how much people should eat, how much people shouldn't eat, and how much people should eat at night, how much people shouldn't eat at night. So that's all, you know, already been there. But that doesn't call, in Lamy, doesn't call nutritious program. Doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but actually that's what it means in the Sage 30. Why it's important? Because, you know, believe or not, food does contribute, you know, towards negative mind. You know, if you eat certain food, like over the measure, so that's why, you know, the night light dinner is important. Light dinner, probably you sleep better. You know, when you wake up, your mind will be fresh. If you eat too much dinner at night, Then if you eat that very late night, if you too much, you know, so then in the morning, you know, all kind of things, you know, headaches, all kind of things. So that's why the Sejiturigo, Sejiturigo was there. So that's why, you know, the monks, they fast, they don't eat dinner. So one time, me, my friend Gishi from Singapore, so me and my friend, there's another Chinese, Singaporean guy, three of us, you know, then there's his friend, there's one couple who lives in Bangkok. So we are visiting a lot of holy sites in Bangkok, holy sites. You know, Thai monks, they are like Theravadan traditions. So they are very strict about the rules, you know. So they go in the morning, they go in the town, beg their food. So then there's limit. According to Vinayaka Sutras, you go to the first door, if they don't give, then you go to the second door. If they don't give, you go to the third door. That's it. You can, that's, or you can go only three doors, not more than that. So anyway, Thailand, you know, people are waiting outside, you know, they're waiting in line to give you food. Long time ago, 2,500 years, it's like that. You go three doors, you don't get food, dead day, no food. So this doesn't happen, you know, that often, but you know, sometimes it does happen, so. So we are, you know, like visiting holy site, and my friend in Singapore, the monks, he's kind of skinny. I'm kind of big, you know. He's kind of skinny. All the Thai monks, they are kind of big. So then we are there's one the woman. She asked him, "How many meals you eat?" And he said, "Three meals a day." And she said, our monks, the Thai monks, they eat one meal a day. How come they are so big? So she asked me, I'm trying to make some jokes, but you know, my Gigi face is kind of quiet, you know, so that I asked, what did you say? He said, I didn't say anything. So that's clearly indicating, you know, something's happening beyond lunch. Otherwise, you know, you don't just get big, you know, by nothing. You know. So anyway, stage 30, so that's all idea, you know, like say, not deep sleep, but good sleep, but light. More chance to remember the dreams, you know, what you call dream yoga, you know, there are certain dreams, there's whole books about dreams. So more likely them recall the dreams. So if you have heavy food, so then, you know, like the more likely, you know, you will not remember dreams. So that's all idea, okay? Sage says, "Minya wa na jor sage niye se chida chao se." Tamu lang kang kada mas chenbe kundo suwa chenbe chenbala na chenbala. So now here, you know, like how you can protect, you know, I say, only goddams, you know. So we don't need to worry much about the nose, right? Nose, only smells. Smells, that's nose job, just smell. That's it. What else nose can do, you know? Our nose cannot do anything bad, I don't think. What else? You know, the hand, you know, can damage. But nose is only for smell. That's it. And, you know, if you wear a glass, it will help a little bit, you know, to keep the glass on your nose. That's it. So, that's it. So, that's not much benefit. So now what we have here, ear, eye, mouth. So, that's why the Madhvaka didn't close the nose. I mean, that's another reason. So then, I think Ombu Godams. Ombu is like organ or faculty. What do you call this? All these senses. Okay, senses. So now, I say, Dom means control, okay? Dom. Ombu, senses. Dom means control. Actually, Dom means, literally means close, but in this case, the meaning is control. So now, needs to control eye, ear, in the mouth. So that needs, you know, like, so not just that, you know, then inside there's what we call mind, you know, so that whatever that, you know, there's commentator, something that makes comments, you know, something that makes stories, that's inside. So much stories have been made, you know, because seeing something, you know, so something that so much stories have been made, hearing something, so much stories have been made, you know, saying something that, then let us say, okay, I didn't say it, then lying, then all kinds of things, you know, that like that. So that's all, you know, not able to control. So Chenpa, mindfulness. We had many discussions. Mindfulness is like rope. So now, if the mind is kind of calm, peaceful, positive, it doesn't matter if you see something. It doesn't matter. You always tend to look positive side. You know, even though there's two sides, you're always looking to positive side because mind is well, how you say, taken care of. You know, like the so that mind. You know, so now the mindfulness is like rope. The mind is like elephant. Huh? So then make sure that the elephant is under the control, you know, so make sure this elephant is well tied with this rope, like mindfulness, you know, well tied. Or maybe, you know, tie in this case, you know, or everybody's beautiful, you know, everybody's good, everybody's beautiful inside out, just pure, you know, thinking like that, you know. So then that minimize negative thought, you know, judgmental thought, minimize. All these, you know, thought, negative thought arise because we have opinions. and unfortunately, you know, most of the opinions, you know, is not good. And especially if somebody don't follow your opinions, then it will get worse. And that's, you know, including day-to-day life, everything day-to-day life. I said many things, you know, putting things here, putting things there, you know, like, or there's, you know, certain rules that you make up, you know, so then you have opinion. If people don't follow the rules, then it gets hurt and all kinds of things, day-to-day life. So what it means now here, controlling the senses, you know, out of, you know, five senses, say, the tongue, you know, doesn't do much, you know, so anyway, so down here, with mindfulness like rope. So then inside is more important. So make sure that you well tie that elephant, you know. So that's why meditation is necessary, you know. It's not easy because, you know, taking care of the mind is not easy, you know. If it's easy, so I think then there will be no sentient beings left in samsara. Everybody's enlightened, you know. Because of that, it's not easy. Because some days good day, you know, some days good things, good, some days, you know, so it can be negative, you know. And when you look at there's physical body, there's mind, you know. So how much physical body, the being, I'm not sure, like, do physical body get negative? I'm not sure how often the physical body get negative. Especially in this country, it's quite dangerous. If the physical get kind of violent, the people call 911. Right? So the mind, people can call, like, if you have a heavy negative mind, nobody can see, then you can call 911. How can you can call 911 if there's negative mind arise? No? So you are the one who needs to call 911. Different kind of 911. So anyway, so then, you know, this taking care of this mind is not easy. You know? So if somebody says, oh, it's easy, you know, you just don't know, it is easy, but that's not true. It's just, you know, lies, not true, okay? So that's why, with this mindfulness like rope, then you tie that, you know, try to tie the elephant, then you don't need to close, okay? So that's what it means. Kangi domani chembe kundusuma, chembala, tautu chibos. So that's why vows, you know, people take vows. Vows to not to kill. Vow to not to lie, you know? Vow not to steal, you know? Deliberately. You know? So then, if you have many of those people, there will be no crime. So these people deliberately committed not to kill anybody, you know? And not to steal, and not to lie. You know? So much problems have been occurred because of those, you know, unethical behavior. You know? So, probably it's not good to hear, not very, very, very happy here, but that's the reality. You know? That's the reality. There's so much problems within the family, within the friendship, within the, you know, community, within the organization, within the country, in the parliament, in the Congress, in the senator, and all this, you know, that why they're having difficulty to build trust, you know, so they don't trust each other because there's so much, you know, I think negative minds happening, you know. 제가 담을 온비 고돈 발레 선데서 쳔나 미제 바야에 쫑아 오서 so that there's something you know if you learn something how to control this elephant you know with through some meditations it's quite important to maintain this meditation you know often as you can you know maintain this meditation often as you can it's almost like watching a small baby watching mine is almost like that you know so make sure that you know so this is constant attention needed Even the temperature Jindu Jindu San Kubacha also that's like you know, one has to be consistent, you know. When the weather is kind of nice, completely forgot about Dharma. And when the weather gets kind of foggy, kind of raining, so they kind of remember Dharma. Especially when things go not going the way you want, then you are thinking, oh, some kind of spiritual, that's not how it works. Spiritual has a gaining experiential understanding of you know Spirituality is constant effort is needed. You know, so that's why it's very good to be consistent. Consistence will make progress. You know, time, the practice, the patience, then being consistent, and then gradually things will change. Not you know, overnight. Chambatela jundo sanje kuba chagoje. Ta kange domani ombotu goje ombotu. Make now and now. Che, li, yes, ombotus, that is, what you call, six faculty. Make che, now, che, ombotje, li, then consciousness, mind, that's called six of them. Count the money. What do you need to control? You need to control these six senses, okay? Six senses. Count the money. You took You don't want the new one, so where you are, what you are trying to controlling is six senses. From where? Oh, from the object, no, from the object. Attractive object, unattractive object, no. So much of that is just, you just made it up. It doesn't exist from its own side. You just made it up. It doesn't exist from its own side because everybody doesn't agree, no. You say something nice, you know, some people may not think it's nice. That clearly shows it nice doesn't exist from its own side. It's all created by, you know, individually, you know, created, you know, so created by that. So much is created, you know, exaggerated, over superimposed, you know, by the mind. You know? So that's why what needs to be controlled, six senses, from where, from the object, you know, what kind of object, not from the neutral object, you know, so some object you just see, you don't have any opinion, you just look. You have no, maybe you have no interest or no opinions. And some object, you know, you have not just opinions, you have very strong opinions. You know? And then sometimes, unfortunately, it's negative, very strong negative opinions, you know, like that, okay? So that's like, you took what are there? Form, so sound. Smell, taste, tactile. You know? So then there's all should be six. There should be six. Sug, da, ji, ro, reja, chu, snata. So there's something that are included into those five. Form, so sound. Smell, not a smile, smell, so the taste, tactile, yeah, tactile, object, not subject, object. So then something that doesn't, either one of them, what is that? How is about the consciousness, like what distorts No, no, the consciousness, because consciousness is subject. We are talking about object. Object. Six object. Okay, so, yeah, please find her quickly, quickly. Hurry up. over your wisdom. Huh?
Field of hearing, field of sight, field of smell, field of taste, field of touch, field of consciousness, field of
six objects. No, the consciousness, not the consciousness, not the object, not the consciousness. No. My death is wrong, please. Excuse me, death is wrong. Anybody? Huh? No? Really? I'm 100% sure there's nothing that the object is neither or five of those. Neither. How you say? If there's five things, why? How you say? If there's two, then you say neither nor, right? So yeah, either one of them. Is there anything that exists? Either one of them.
Phenomena.
That's kind of tricky. need to be specific. Huh? No, that's a subject, object.
Time.
Oh, see? Time. Space. Here we go. Space. Didn't it? Huh? No, the object. We need to control six senses. From where? From the six object. You know, so then six object of, you know, like attractive, unattractive, six object, sook, sound, form, sound, smell, taste, tactile, something else. How's about the moon, month, year, day, weeks, night, huh?
That's a time.
Yeah, these are all that's how you say, that's called something that exists is none of. Oh yeah, so I'm not sure like there's attractive moon or unattractive month, huh?
Yeah.
Is there that's attractive month or unattractive month? Is there?
Spring is my favorite time.
Yeah, attractive day, unattractive day, attractive week. So, Friday is attractive day. Friday?
Yeah, and I hate Monday.
Yeah. You hate, yeah. It, yeah, attractive. So there's, you know, there's only the, if you have, you know, if you're walking regularly, so then Friday is attractive day. If you're like me, there's no attractive week, because, you know, it doesn't work. So anyway, everything is level. Okay, so, let's go. So, so these are, okay, six object. So then, all the neutral, if you don't have opinions, then they become neutrals, you know, so then you don't have opinions. So now, attractive. What is the problem? Attractive, you know, so then, you know, yeah, so then, so problem not only is excellent. Unattractive, you know, then there's opinion, so that's why how that mind get disturbed. Mind itself is not, you know, is pure nature, right? But then mind do get disturbed. Not by, you know, something good or something negative, you know, so that's why it needs to be God, okay? You took. It's clear now? Not having opinions is better than having opinions, if you don't have good one. So there's, you know, you remember that? Scratching. Scrap. Yeah. Scratching, you know, sometimes, you know, you kind of know this, it's itching, kind of, when the sore is about to heal, so then you itch. So then, you know, when you scratch, it feels good. If you don't have scrap, that's better. So that's like, you know, like, that's like, actually, you know, having desire is like that, you know, scratching, scrap. But not having desire is better. So I have a lot of experience in the monastery, so we don't have a lot of, like, You can't hear if you can take shower whenever you want. The monastery is not like that. You know, so that's limited resource of the water. So somehow, you know, so you don't get to take shower quite often, you know. So then, especially that your back kind of itch a lot, monastery. So here it's not going to work because your wall is kind of like glass, smooth as glass, you know. So monastery, the walls are kind of rough cement. So monks, what they do, they just pull over their shirt. So they go back to the, you know, go to the wall, the scratch, you know. This feels good, very good. So then there's no, like, control. Then you scratch, the next day, it's kind of pain. So there's too much scratch. So, but, you know, if you don't have that, you know, itch, so then you don't experience that pleasure is so short. Pain is, compared to that, pain is quite long. So, it's not easy to heal, you know, so then you scratch. So like that, Nagarjuna said that, scratching, scab feels good, but not having scab is better. Means desire. Having desire is feel like kind of, you know, scratching scab. No, so then if you scratch, if you over scratch, so then, you know, anyway, so just, that's it, that's enough. You too, you don't want the new one, so, Chiradambani. So now, how to control? Ombo. Sunga Chabani, you da ombo. You da ombo latene, number shiba. You da ombo latene, number shiba. Two chibi, juto, ishi. You don't want, two da, you don't want, two la chabano. First, now what you have, we have senses. Object is there. Tell me, when the subject correspond with the object, then, you know, those six right after that, then there's the mind follows them. That means, you know, like thinking or then having opinion, you know, it's good, it's not good. You know, it's like they're all kind of things, you know, from, you know, from chapa. Maybe some kids become attached, some kids becoming angry, you know, angry about something, or enjoy. Tell me about me, just was. That's what you need to protect, you know. If you're just seeing something good, if you just simply rejoice, you know, enjoy, if you're just seeing something negative, if we can manage to develop some kind of compassion, and, you know, or maybe try to learn some lessons, so then it's better than, you know, like becoming attached. So now attachments. When you put a drop of oil on the piece of paper, when you drop, it's just one drop. Then slowly, you know, it's kind of expand. It's easy to clean. It's like attachment like that. You know, then it's kind of, then really kind of like, then it just kind of, you know, like bind, but then it's real tightly. So then it's not easy to, you know, lose it. You know? So that's the example they use. So there are some cases they say, you know, wet leather. Probably sitting into the wet leather. In the beginning, it's kind of, you know, kind of loose. You can move around, you know, you can move around. It's kind of comfortable. When it's kind of slow, it will dry up. Then it kind of squeeze you. It's like, that's like attachment, okay? the anger, you know, so we all know, you know, anger is like, I say, if anybody who harbor this, you know, this powerful negative mind, what we call anger, if anybody, starting with the monks, abbot, you know, His Holiness Dalai Lama, Pope, no matter who harbor that, you know, this powerful negative mind, anger, you know. So, Shendang Sungu Simchana, that's what Shalidewa said. Shendang Sungu Simchana, it's called Shedang, means, you know, anger. Sumu means pain. Anger is like pain. You are no matter how well you are educated, no matter what kind of position you hold, no matter what kind of degree you have, no matter how well you look, how healthy you are not going to experience happiness, calm mind, peace mind. So that's the wisdom. You will never experience peace in your mind. You are not able to sleep well, you lose your appetite, you can't really enjoy anything, So that's the anger, that's what anger does. Because the minute it arrives, it makes you this makes your mind as a, makes your mind like Shiva means peace. Mashiva means opposite. It makes you, like that, opposite, okay? There's books called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Toward Bhashani Deva, chapter number 6. There's like a dense message, how to, work with anger, how to manage anger. With big effort. We can challenge anger with little effort. Because anger is so powerful mind, so it needs powerful antidote to there's no practice like patience, but there's no negative emotion like anger. But there are many jealousy, attachments, but compared to anger is the worst negative mind that you can ever have, anger. Then the patience is most has a powerful mind that you can ever generate patience. So if you're looking at something, before you make any comments, then you need to think twice, It's not the problem, it's not the object. We are not free from negative mind. We have angers. Our patience is limited. So nobody likes to hear something. If somebody is screaming at you, nobody likes that. Even the very person who is screaming, if you ask that person, if somebody screams at you, that person will say, no, I've never heard, been here 15 years, I've met many people, never heard somebody say, oh, I like if somebody scream at me, scream. You know what I mean? Nobody like, So that's unfortunate, not being mindful, right? So, we have to admit, that we are not free from negative minds. Is it good news? It's not good news. But, that's the truth. So, pretending is not good, So, we do have problems, We have problems with anger, we have problems with jealousy, we have problems with attachment, we have problems, So, that's the reality. So we are not free from negative minds. So now object is very close. Object is very close. Plus you are not free from your negative mind. The object is very close. With opinions, your own opinions. Then how things get screwed up. Right? We all have experience in our life, why you get fight with your friends? Because friends say something you don't like, then you say something, then that person don't like, then you write something negative, then that person has negative, then it gets worse and worse like that, So, and nobody's really controlling their negative thoughts, So if somebody has a, as I mentioned, everybody has a reason. Nobody's willing to back up even one inch. Everybody's staying very firmly on the ground. There will be no solutions. So now that's the time that we desperately needed patience. We desperately needed compassion, but we don't have. When we don't need, we talk about compassion, we talk about patience, when we need, when we there's opportunity to practice some patient, we don't practice patient. You know? So this is not like the example that I experienced in this country. You know? So when you go to shopping mall, especially when you go to Sam's Club, everybody's carrying this huge shopping cart. So then everybody's buying so much. Yeah, then first time what you do, you're looking at the shortest line. There's nothing wrong. That's okay, you know. If you find one, that's great. So most likely, you're not going to find short line. All the lines long. And there's no, you, if you look, each basket is full. So then you wait there. We don't say, oh, that's great opportunity to practice some patience today. We don't do that. And we know kind of like, why these people are here? And so that doesn't count you. You are here, that's okay, no problem. These people should not be here. Like that. So there's a, it's like all kind of, it's complicated. So anyway, so day to day life, you know, so dealing with your roommate, your friends, all, you know, that we don't learn lessons. So that's important lesson we could learn, but we don't learn. So not intentionally we refuse to learn, but we don't learn the way we act. So that's why, you know, it needs some kind of, you know, constant effort, okay? So the Tajay Pampa mind, you didn't even know that. Sushima means like, emotions. Then that's how the negative mind arises. Because you are not free from your negative mind, and plus the object is close. So then you have this, all these kind of opinions, and that opinions, not just opinions, that you kind of superimpose, exaggerate. So then we are very good at that, right? That we know how to meditate. We remember every detail, you know, how it's said, where, when. Remember, when it comes down to Lamrim, we don't remember. Meditation. Okay? like that. Emotions. Therefore, for the beginner, it's much better if you avoid the object. You will be more successful than applying antidote and just sitting there. So that's why, you know, Nyembu Tenpo, Yungye Pampo, so Yungye means, you know, difficult object. You know, so then the beginner is better to avoid object, you know, avoid objects, so that's, you know, rather than just stay there, then try to apply antidote, you know, that's kind of difficult, okay. So a story that I said, you know, that this happened, my brother's wife, you know, she's Swiss, and she is medical doctor, and plus she's psychiatrist, supposed to help people who have mental problems, supposed to help them. Then one hand, I am monk. So now, between me and her, there's my brother. So now the things about His Holiness giving teaching in downtown Zurich. So I don't know how to get there, because I'm not very familiar with the city. So my brother offered me to, you know, go with me because he knows the cities. So then his wife thinks, okay, I'm abusing him. So now then she has some reason. I'm not sure what she's. So then I thought, oh, he's my brother. I have rights, you know, if he's. So I'm not begging up. She's not begging up. So now, before that, we are eating together, you know, all very nice, every nice, all of a sudden, all disappear. But something that anybody can contribute, but nobody's willing to contribute. Psychiatrist, finish. Monk, finish. No dharma. So, then she said, okay, the reason, okay, because they live in one room. So they say, okay, if he wakes up, he will wake me up. So it's no good. I don't like that idea. So bottom line comes down on my way. So anyway, then all tensions were kind of built, you know, so that nobody's talking to each other. My brother don't know what to do, you know, so go with team with her, his wife, or team with me, kind of, you know, so then everybody kind of understands, everybody experiencing this negative kind of atmosphere. It happens all of a sudden because there's the cause of the conditions, you know, it could disappear based on the cause of the conditions, but nobody willing to give up even one inch. Everybody's staying firmly on their ground. And thought about, you know, so then she said, okay, I'm going to sleep in my office. That's where she sees her patients, middle of Zurich. She said, I'm going to, she's packing all her toiletries. I'm still very useful. I'm thinking my mind, but that doesn't help. I'm thinking this problem is not a nice thing to do. I'm thinking, on the other hand, I'm kind of nervous because I don't know how to get to there, downtown Zurich. So anyway, so then slow, then I say, okay, anyway, slow, then you know, everything's kind of get settled, you know, so then I end up going by myself. Anyway, so I've met, you know, a couple of people, they're also going to teachings, you know, time to time, I meet them, the 10 stations, then I go with them, you know. Anyway, so this is just an example, so, and this incident happened when I'm on my vacation, you know, visiting them. So every day, you know, it's not easy when it's come down. No, they're saying like, as a, your belly is full. Your belly is full. Where that's beautiful. You know, then you appear as a very good practitioner, wonderful practitioner, very peaceful practitioner. So, I'm one of them. No, there's no difficulty, then you know, kind of peaceful, very, you know, kind of relaxed. It's something that gets into your way, so that's a challenge. So then that's a really test of your, you know, meditation practice. Takes time, you know, say thinking and thinking, and it's not, you know, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy, it's never been easy, it's not going to be easy. If you say, oh, I just give up, it's not difficult. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to change. So anyway, this challenge for everybody, us, all of us, you know, is challenge. So we need to, you know, put some effort into think. If you need to look somebody, if you think, oh, there's risk, I may lose my patience, I may think something negative, that's an important moment that, you know, we need to think. So make sure that, you know, you don't lose your peace of mind. If you cannot develop one, but make sure you don't lose one. So then that's the critical moment, you know, critical moment. So, but it's difficult. It can be done. When it's done, whenever you remember, you always feel good. Always feel good, okay? Ombo suwa te ya je yu tu la tsema ta. Tene, ombo suwa te la yu tu la tsema ta ngondosu mi jinji jinge da nimo ma libe sim juna domba shi suwa oso. Ombo suwa te la yu tu la tsema ta ngondosu mi jinji sa. So seeing object is something solid, you know. Something, if you're seeing something negative, it's like something solid. And it's very important to distinguish between person and the deeds. You know, the person, you know, according to Buddhism, the person is capable to be enlightened, has, you know, potential to be enlightened. But that, unfortunately, there are certain deeds. You know, so it's very, very important to distinguish between my deed and a person's deed. Because the reason I'm saying this, you know, when we... If you are doing some form of purification practice, then you are saying that I'm going to, people don't usually say, I'm going to confess myself. Right? But people say, I'm confessing my deeds. So you distinguish. You don't, you know, say that you can come to that, but you are the one who's going to confess. What you're going to confess, not yourself, your deeds. No, you can say, I don't like my deeds and this, but I don't like myself. That's, you know, that's quite, you know, no good. Because yourself, you know, precious. It's a precious human life. But your deed, you know, certain deeds, of course, you know, needs to be changed. Because more likely, those deeds, you know, can be produced by negative thoughts. So, also, what they are, you to love, semata. Sema means, you know, seeing something, not listening. Okay, it's bad. You know, it's something, not knowing the situation very well, but judging. Before you know, so judging, just, you know, judging some negative, then later on turns out it's wrong. You know, most of the cases, you know, it's wrong. And also, like this, the sudden, how to say, pre-sign, you know, so, judge, or maybe that person don't like me because that's the way that person look at me, but you don't know. So, judging on pre-sign, the sign you see could be wrong, but you just believe in that, you know, then later on it turns out, you know. The other, assuming, you know, like, because, yeah, assuming, jingeta, nimuma, debasing, you know, dombasibi to boss you. So then, whatever ways you can help yourself, not to lose your positive mind, and you need to help yourself, okay? Teda juwa yila cheba ngusu tani, ngusu chini tawa ngusu. This is more like talking about mental image. So something happens. Then we hold on, we don't let it go. So that's what it means, no? Like then we hold on that, we almost treat like that, you know, even though it's like mental image, but we treat that image as like real person. No, we treat like this real person, even though it's a mental image, but we treat like them, like a real person. So, didn't you say that living free rent? How you say? You said something a couple of weeks ago. How you say? Rent free in your head. Oh, that's well said. Yeah, rent free in your head. So usually what I say, you know, this is like permanent roommate. Permanent, you can get rid of the mind, permanent roommate, you can get rid of, you know. So you have to work with your mind, or if you don't like your mind. So anyway, like, you know, remembering something, you know, then thinking, then treating that image like real person, you know, then all kind of negative thought that builds up. And not knowing that, you know, that you are the one who's hearing. Who's hearing? You are the first person who hears the story. You are the first person to hear the story. You are the first one. More likely, you may get chance to tell the story to a person that you don't like, or you may not get chance to tell, you know. So, but you are the one, first one. You know, so that, you know, then it's become habit. You know, then it's good, very difficult. Then it's like very difficult to break. So, need to, whenever it happens in our life, you know, so we should not expect, you know, so that's the reality. Probably some of you may not like hear that, but that's the reality. So going against reality is not good. We can expect our life happy all the time. There's too much to expect. You know, we get sick, we get headache, you know, we see things we don't like, you know, so that's why we need to work with our minds. So you can expect, okay, my life will be perfect. I want to be, my education will be perfect. I want to get, this is all complicated. It's all complicated, you know. So, can you imagine, according to Buddhism, every person's functioning based on their, I'm not sure, from the Western point of view, what do you say, like, each person, you know, they have mind. Really think about it from the karma perspective, it's kind of amazing that still we get along. So, how you can expect everything, you know, if two people get together, how you can expect everything will be exactly the way I think? How about the other person who also has mind? You know, probably other person who also has mind, probably not thinking the same thing. If you are thinking of pizza, other person probably thinking of a hamburger. You know, So you can't just say, okay, you can't think of a hamburger, you have to think of a pizza. So that's too much to demand. One day it may work. You can't, you know, like eradicate their thought of a hamburger, you know, so that someday they will have him. Anyway, so that's kind of amazing, you know, looking from the karma perspective, everybody's functioning based on their karma. According to Buddhism, so much, it's not that this is not only one life, it's so many things happening. It happens many times. It happens many times. This is happening now, you know, it's all complicated. So that's why, you know, if you understand the karma well, so your expectation will go down. So you just go, then I say, just go with the, here you're saying, go with the flow. That's much better. Go with the flow. Sometimes it can be your flow. Sometimes it can be your friend's flow. So you just go with that, you know. So, otherwise it's complicated. It's complicated. I'm not, it's complicated. You know? It's really complicated. So, and how many times we think the same thing, same object, same thing together? How many times we don't think? Every minute we wake up, minds keep thinking, all kinds of things. So giving that all this fact is quite amazing that people still get along. This, I think, is quite medical, I think. But, yeah, really. So, and like, looks like people get much better with animals, right? Am I right? Why? Because they don't talk. Right? So now getting along with somebody who also talks, that's quite medical. That's quite amazing, I think, no? That's amazing. So, has a... Yeah, no, we need to sit back and relax and really think from the broader picture, you know. We need to open our mind, you know. We need to think big, like Texas. We need to think big. You know, so whenever we have a problem, we need to think back, you know, think big. Maybe there's a solution, you know, rather than just, you know, saying, you know, my way or no way. So that's not good. And that attitude is no good. So, my way or highway, that attitude is no good. Anyway, so like treating that mental image, the real person, then so much, you know, this has been developed, so much has been developed. So now, we all have experience. No, none of us have been perfect. We all have experience. Now we look back our experience, how much of that I've done. You know, so we all have experience. So the problem, we didn't learn lessons. We could learn lessons, but we didn't learn lessons. Not but intentionally we refused to learn, but we want to learn, but we didn't understand that's a critical moment that we can learn something. So we don't see that, you know, this is a critical moment to learn something, and we see there's something entirely negative. So then, you know, time passed, okay. Oh yeah, so now then, I slow down a little bit because, you know, today, because we read Lamrim, I think the last 15 hours, so I hope that, you know, whoever came here, I hope they are not scared of reading Lamrim. So, I think that's what I'm saying, you know, it's important to understand, you know, what is suffering, you know. It's very important to understand, otherwise you may think, oh, you know, I'm the only one who has suffering, you know, everybody's doing well. That's not true. You know, so everybody has problems, you know. So then I'll be reading probably, if you read the first book. And it's all worth it, it's all good. It's all good, you know. Don't get depressed, it's all good. So there's, we learn some lessons, you know, there's reason, because, you know, your life is, you know, as good as it can get, you know. When you go out of the United States, you go to Nepal, India, other places, you will see same human being like us, same human being, physically, mental state, how much they are suffering to compared to your suffering, you know. It's like, then you can, I say, you learn the lessons. That's, you know, beautiful, you know, traveling. You learn, you experience when you come back. Oh, so then you feel like, okay, oh, it's not that bad as I thought. You know, so it's a very much blessed here, okay? Hmm? Yeah, alhamdulillah. Probably stop here now, so supposed to stop at 23:25. So today officially we cover half page. because it's all the said in books, I'm not just made it up, it's just all in the books, so that's okay. Hmm? So there's 1 week worth of Lamrim classes, half page. Thank you.